Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And now, Chuck and Winkler. Two townies talking Wisconsin sports. Covering nothing but your favorite teams. Live from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studios, this is Chuck and Winkler on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Good morning, Milwaukee. Chuck, we're here. We're here for the first time since 2001. The Bucks are in the Eastern Conference Finals. That game starts in about 12 hours, and it will be played in Milwaukee.
And did not have home court advantage in that series either. In fact, in the 80s, in the 70s, all those teams, those great teams, late 70s and early 80s, we always talk about, or I mention a lot, none of those teams ever had home court advantage in the Eastern Conference Finals, the times they did go. So here we are. This is new ground right here. Eastern Conference Finals home court advantage.
What do you remember about the 0-1 series outside of the Bucks getting robbed? I mean, that seems to be the prevailing storyline. They had a chance to win. Big Dog's jumper, no good.
Yeah.
Scotty Williams, his, you know, suspension.
Okay, here, see, people think that it always comes back to the Scott Williams suspension, but they were up 2-1 in that series. Allen Iverson did not play in game three. He had a tailbone, a bad, bad tailbone injury, and he could not get out of bed. So in game three, he was hurt so bad, they kept him at the Pfister Hotel. Philly came into the Bradley Center that afternoon, and the Bucks beat him. After the Bucks had won game two in Philadelphia to even the series, they win game three to go up 2-1. So you're thinking, Bucks up 2-1. They're in charge of this series now. Game four, Memorial Day afternoon, the Bucks lose. Iverson comes back, inspires the team, ties the series at 2-2. And, of course, game five goes to Philadelphia. That's where the Big Dog missed the baseline jumper. But in that game, too, the Bucks had like a 15-16-point lead in game five. The game that Big Dog missed the shot, they had a big lead in the first half. They were hitting threes. It was like 31-16. I was at that game, and I was like, man, Bucks are on a roll. And, of course, you know, that lead drained quickly. And, you know, the game six, they come back here, and the Bucks got up to like a 41-point lead and ended up winning by 9. Iverson had a big game, and the Bucks were – and that's the game that Williams got suspended. And then going back to Philadelphia, it was all Sixers from the tip in that game.
I don't know if I think that the 2001 team is – as celebrated as you might think they would be. I mean, I think that, you know, for teams that have come up short, mm-hmm. and yeah, they didn't get to the NBA Finals, and maybe that has something to do with it. But I mean, the way that we talk about that 82 Brewers team for losing a World Series, mm-hmm. I mean, it's been 36 years and we still, 37 years, we still bring them up all the time. I think the 0-1 team, I think when you look back at that, there's the feeling of the agony from Big Dog's shot, from the suspicions that the league wanted Philly to get in anyway, even though they could only scratch out one win against the Lakers, and the Bucks had won the season series against the Lakers, and we're all feeling pretty good that they could go to the NBA Finals and beat the Lakers, beat that team. But then if you look at what happened immediately after, how the team didn't really stay together, how all of a sudden George Karl and Ray Allen don't get along, and then Gary Payton's a Buck out of nowhere, I think that because they didn't, you know, follow it up with anything, I don't know if we look at that as fondly as one might think we might.
Well, the 82 Brewers didn't follow up the 82 World Series with anything. They lost a game 7-82. And 83, they were in the Bennett race until like the first week of September and then went on a West Coast road trip. It fell apart. And then there were a bunch of bad years that followed because these guys got old. They traded Gorman Thomas and things just kind of fell apart. With the 2001 Bucks team, they won the division title that year. But 2002, they didn't even make the playoffs. So you go from the Eastern Conference Finals to not even making the playoffs. And, Bart, they had the entire cast back. And of course, they went out and traded for Anthony Mason, too, the late Anthony Mason. And it turned out to be a disaster. And the Bucks did not – they went into the final game of the season, the regular season, trying to get in as the eighth seed, and they got blown out at Detroit and didn't make the postseason. And then the next year, as you mentioned, the Gary Payton trade with Ray Allen. So, yeah, there never was any sustained success after 2001 and then led to a bunch of bad years after that.
Also, when I think of 01, I think a lot, too, of that Charlotte series that went seven the round before. So the Bucks had gotten through Orlando, and then Charlotte took them seven, and then they go seven with the Sixers, and it seemed like they had to, you know, scratch and claw your way to even get a game within the finals. This year, it seems like they've almost been on cruise control the entire regular season. The best record in the league. They'll have home court advantage in the NBA Finals, should they get there. They're the number one seed. They've won 60 games. They had no problem with the Pistons. Boston only took one from them. And I don't want to be overconfident, but I don't know if Toronto can win three games from the Bucks, much less four, and then you're going to have that matchup with Golden State if you get there. I am, without question, overlooking their opponent in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Well, I am too. You know, you asked me a little while ago, you know, who I'd pick in the series. I said Toronto in six. In reality, though,
you said Bucks in six,
or the Bucks in six. Yeah,
Bucks in six.
Oh yeah, yeah. Don't come at me. Yeah. Bucks in six. My bad.
Yeah.
In reality, I think the Bucks are going to win it in 3.5. Okay. Bucks are going to win it in 3.5.
I mean, I really think they could sweep, Chuck.
Well, yeah, I agree. Jamal, hopefully, we're feeling the same way at this time. But, I think Milwaukee's the better team. Unlike 2001, well, I think 2001, I still thought they were better against – they're a better team than Philly, even though Philly had home court advantage. I thought the Bucks were a better team. I did not think they were better than the Lakers. And, you know, people say that they could have won that series to the Lakers because they beat the Lakers. They went 2-0 in the season series against the Lakers. That's not a big sample size for me. I don't think they would have beat the Lakers. But they certainly – were good enough to beat Philadelphia, and they're better than Philadelphia, and then do it. This Bucks team is better than 2001.
Oh, for sure.
This Bucks team is better than 2001, without a doubt.
I'm with you.
I think this Bucks team is as good as any team that we've seen in our lifetime, and I'm talking the 70s and 80s. This Bucks team is as good as in depth, and, you know, starting with a star all the way back, is as good as those 70s and 80s Bucks teams.
Their bench is a playoff team.
Yeah, their bench is really good. I mean, that's what makes them – I think that's what puts them over the top is their
Hill,
bench.
Hill, Mirotic, Connaughton, DJ Wilson, Sterling Brown.
Brogdon,
that team wins 41 games.
Yeah, no. I agree. Their bench is good. Yeah, this is the best in my lifetime that I've been watching Bucks basketball. I'll say from 1975 on, this is the best Bucks team I've seen.
And it will be Mirotic that starts tonight, even though Brogdon's – back, Budenholzer yesterday says Mirotic will at least start game one.
And why wouldn't you start him? You're still winning games with Mirotic in the starting lineup.
Right, and to have Brogdon come off the bench, yeah. I mean, oh no. I mean, what a guy to have come off your bench and stabilize that second unit even more. I do think that people are with us. I think that we look at this series and we're kind of fast-forwarding to Golden State already, and that series is done, too. I mean, They get through Houston. It's back and forth. There's drama. It's chippy. It's must-see TV. Last night, it's like, this is really the Western Conference Finals, yeah, Portland.
Golden State's back to being Golden State.
Well, they're playing fun again without Kevin Durant.
Yeah. How ironic.
Kevin Durant makes them a better team.
Yeah.
But Golden State is more fun to watch without Kevin Durant.
Yeah, you know, Steph is hitting the step backs last night, and they're, you know, the rainbow shots are going in. And Portland's not hitting a shot, and they're not playing a lick of defense. And that's where I thought Golden State had a huge edge, because Portland sucks defensively. And, yeah, I think Portland will trip into one game. They'll win one game at home, but that's Golden State's series, probably in five or maybe four. The way things are going, probably in two. But I'm with you, Milwaukee. I can see Milwaukee sweeping this series with Toronto. I just hope we're not being overconfident.
Well, here are the odds in terms of what's most likely to happen, and I'll start with the biggest long shot and work it way down to the most likely to happen, according to betonline.ag. So the least likely scenario is that Toronto sweeps the series, and that's 25-1 mm-hmm. odds. So that's the least likely. Toronto in 5, 16-1 odds. Toronto in 7, 8-1 odds. The fifth most likely scenario is that Milwaukee does have a sweep. That's 7-1 odds. And then Toronto in 6 is 6-1 odds. So Toronto winning the series is not within the top three most likely scenarios. Milwaukee in 6 is 5-1 odds. Milwaukee in 7 is 4-1 odds. Milwaukee in 5 is 3-1 odds. The most likely scenario, according to Vegas, is that Milwaukee takes care of business in 5 games.
Now, I hope tomorrow, if the Bucks lose, if the Bucks somehow will lose tonight's game, and I'm not saying it's not impossible for the Bucks to lose. You know, they're not playing, I almost said they're not playing the Phoenix Suns, but thank God they're not playing the Phoenix Suns.
Yeah.
Then I might change my tune a little bit, and I might say the Suns in 6 or the Suns in 4. If the Bucks lose tonight.
I think we couldn't go tinier than Bucks in 7 just out of respect.
Yes.
For what the Suns did.
What the Suns did to the Bucks this year.
Yeah.
If the Bucks lose game 1 tonight, people are going to be coming at us that we're overconfident and, oh, you guys are idiots for thinking the Bucks are going to roll through this series. But, okay. Even if the Bucks lose tonight, that's not going to change my feeling. The Bucks are still going to win the series. But they might lose, and they might lose game 1 tonight. Who knows? They could. All right, you know, they're not 20-point favorites in this game. Raptors still a good team. Bucks are just a better team than Toronto.
Like, I can't be like this, can I? I mean, do I really look at the Eastern Conference Finals as a shoe-in?
Well, they're going to have to. Well, the Bucks make it a shoe-in because how well they played. I mean, they buried Boston, Bart, because they played so well in that series. They did. Outside of game 1, the Bucks earned those double-digit wins because of how impressive they were. And so, Boston sucked too. Boston. I expect Toronto to play better than Boston did, in the Eastern Conference Finals here. But the Raptors just come off a hard-fought 7-game series with Philadelphia. And there was a couple of games in that series, though, Toronto did not show up against Philly.
Game 7, neither team really showed up.
Well, it was 18-13 at the one quarter.
Well, you said it's going to be tougher than Toronto against Boston. Giannis agrees.
Against Boston, you can go down 1-0 and you still be fine. But against Toronto, you know, it's hard to be in that spot. You know, we lose the first game in your home.
Throwing a little bit of shade unintentionally at Boston. We'll talk more about that. We'll hear from you guys. 799-1250. It's Chuck and Winkler on the...
Going for the gusto. The Bucks are on the way. Good to start. Good to last. Good to play. Good to stay. Every play show. Let it fly. Let it fly. Splash Mountain. Let it fly. Let it fly. Freak free. Let it fly. Let it fly. Cause who's going to win it? The Bucks. Let it fly.
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. Bucks put this out. Let it fly. I always say, you know when it's playoff time when songs start coming out, and the Bucks have put one out, and a guy named Just Chris sent me a song that he put together too, which I'll play a little sample here, Chuck, in just a couple of minutes, as songs. Remember Packers 96? It was all, go Green Bay, when they score touchdowns,
oh, yeah,
we shout hooray.
Cheeseheads with Attitudes.
Oh, yeah, CWA, all those guys. Eddie Limburger, the whole crew.
Oh, the Eddie J, the guy from Two Rivers. I love my Green Bay Packers.
Who got the best Super Bowl ever played? Oh, tell them what.
I like that song. That's my favorite one of all of them.
Tell Will and Scott. Tell Oprah and Phil and Regis, too.
Yeah, yeah. You want to play? There should be a parody. I love my Milwaukee Bucks.
All right.
By Eddie J.
Do it today. We'll play it tomorrow.
I mean, if I could do it, if I could sing, I'd do it.
Maybe we can get John and Franklin to come up with a parody. 799-1250. John, flush the toilet, and what's up?
Hi, John.
Hey, man. I'm still trying to get that smoke on the water out of my head, man. Rock and roll. That's the way I like to start my morning.
Yeah, we like to crank it up. Your hits, 105.7, the Rockin' Fam.
You got a player.
Nice combination. But it's all Bucks right now, man. Except for, hey, welcome, Keston. It was a nice night.
How about that?
See you with the team. Good to see somebody up there with some back control, putting the bat on the ball and knocking it out into that nice line drives. I mean, this is what we need. I think I really think, I mean, this is no big prognostication, but I think this kid's going to be special. And good for Stearns for holding on to him because everybody wanted him. But to the Bucks, man, this is Bucks time. You know, I try to separate myself from my Bucks goggles, but seriously, man, I expect tonight. I actually expect a somewhat contested game in the first half, and then you know it's going to be the same thing. The Bucks are going to wear down the opposition in the second half, and I do expect about a 7-8 point win. What I do not expect is a repeat of what happened with the last series getting off to a bad start. That's not going to happen tonight. Budenholzer's not going to let that happen. Bucks fan, enjoy this. This is going to be special. We're on our way to the finals.
John, I was talking on Toronto radio, and the host there was trying to tell me how Kawhi Leonard is the best player in this series, and I asked him if he ever heard of a player named Giannis Antetokounmpo, the best player in the NBA.
Kupo?
Yeah. I asked him, I know you guys are from Canada, but did you ever hear of Giannis Antetokounmpo? And he was trying to tell me Kawhi Leonard is the man in this series. I disagree.
That will be determined. I mean, superstardom is attained in big-time games, big-time series, not during the regular season. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're running smack dab into. You can't take that shot away from Kawhi. That game, he put the team on his back. But that's not going to be enough against the Bucks. We're just too well spread out. Giannis can have a bad game, and we got guys, if they play well, enough of our middle guys play well, we can weather that storm, much like Golden State can play just as good with Durant as they play without him. It's kind of mind-blowing. But, you know, I'm going to favor my guy. I just love Giannis, man. I hope he's a Buck for his entire career. He's such a great guy, and it's so fun to watch him, and it's always showtime with him. And, I think he's better than Kawhi because I don't think Kawhi can sustain it, and I think this series will play that out.
If Giannis led the Milwaukee Bucks to the NBA championship, the guy would go down forever in this city. He'd own Milwaukee forever.
Oh, my God, yeah.
If he led Milwaukee to an NBA championship.
Thanks, John.
Something we, you know, for all the bad years that we've gone through with sports in this town, for this guy to come in and at the age of 24 to lead them to an NBA title, that would be just incredible. Still hard to believe, but yeah, he'd own Milwaukee forever. He wouldn't have to wait for a table anymore.
At Bel Air?
Yeah. Yeah, I would think not. If Barry Alvarez doesn't have to wait for a table in Madison, this guy should get a free meal anywhere he goes.
Just once I'd like to see some waiter have the audacity to give Barry Alvarez the check.
Yeah.
Just once.
Barry? Oh, he not only expects the... I was told that not only is Barry in Madison, does he not expect to be on a waiting list of any kind, but he expects to... That bill, you keep the bill.
I feel like Barry Alvarez gets more credit than his accolades deserve.
Well, I agree.
The Rose Bowl. Oh, you won a Rose Bowl three times?
Oh, no. Here, look at this.
And then you came back for another one?
Bart, look at this. Okay. We can go into this Alvarez thing.
This guy
about
treats himself like he's Nick Saban.
Well, exactly.
Like Bear Bryant.
Okay.
You're Barry Alvarez. You won three exhibition games.
No. I'm not going to take away from the Rose Bowls, okay? But
you beat UCLA twice. Wow. Free steaks for life, Barry.
No. I'm not going to look at... He won three Rose Bowls, okay? He also lost one. Of course, he doesn't take any credit for that one. He won three Rose Bowls. But you look at some of the other years, and I know he... Okay, I know he recovered the program. I know he dug the program out of the dungeon. Okay, but still, look at some of the other years. Barry would go to like the Sun Bowl or some of these rotten December bowls. Some of the years he finished in seventh in the Big Ten. It wasn't like he went out every year and won the conference championship.
And if Barry was so great, he wouldn't have let Bo Ryan hoodwink him into hiring Greg Gard. And he'd have Wisconsin baseball back at the school.
He doesn't want any, don't ask him about baseball. He didn't want anything part of baseball.
Yeah, because then he's got to make another women's sport.
Yeah.
With Title IX.
Doesn't want to do that. But I do think Barry, little overrated at Wisconsin. I agree with you on that. Now, the Rose Bowls, he won the Rose Bowls great. It's a different era in sports, different era in college basketball.
You're
college
Barry
football.
Alvarez, pay for a meal.
But look at his track record. Look at his coaching record. He wasn't all that great at Wisconsin. Yeah. The program turned around, but a lot of people said, at the time, when he took over in the early 90s, that Wisconsin was a sleeping giant. They were one of the best institutions in America. They had Camp Randall. That was a sleeping giant. And they just got the right guy to turn it around. But it wasn't like he was Nick Saban. And he was in the top 10 every year at Wisconsin. You know, after he went to the Rose Bowl in 93, in 94, he failed. He went to the Hall of Fame game with basically the same cast back.
Should we put a poll up? Is he overrated?
Oh, well, no, I think we'd lose that. And I think we would get buried.
It's game one.
We'd get buried on burying Barry. How about that?
I like that. Like that very much.
Yeah, no. If you and I would open the phone lines right now and say, you know, Barry was a little overrated. Oh, God, we killed.
Let's save that for the summer.
The perception is that Barry Halverson is King Barry.
Where's our All-Star Week list?
I think Barry made himself King Barry.
Barry Alvarez, Barry. Overrated.
Yeah.
July 10th.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. We'll talk about the two Brewer All-Stars, and then after we do that for 5 minutes, we'll talk about this.
We'll talk about overrated and going over their accomplishments. Maybe you and I got this message from Louie. Says, I love you, brother, but don't let your fandom get in the way of reason. When I said the bench was a playoff team, he said the bench is not a playoff team. That's the dumbest thing I ever heard. Yeah, they're deep, solid, sure, but a playoff team? No. Get the F out of here. Sometimes you really show that you are more likely in AV club than on your high school sports teams. Well, let me tell you, Louie, my school did not have an audiovisual club, but I did have a senior project where I put together a highlight film of our swim team. So who's laughing now?
You got him. You got him. See?
I put together an hour-long highlight film of our swim team, of which I was on. So if anyone would ever like to do that, I'll do a showing at Pfizer Forum in the Deer District on that big screen maybe sometime this summer.
And that was before iMovie came out.
It was the early stages of iMovie. Very early. I was on the cutting edge of iMovie.
iMovie was out?
I mean, I wasn't cutting reel to reel.
2001?
Yeah, 01, 02.
Really?
But it was on computers. I mean, it wasn't on your...
Yeah, but it was out? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, all right.
The cutting edge of that.
What did you use to film it?
A big, huge V...
That's to say, yeah.
Camcorder.
I thought you'd have to splice it all together like the old days
of... Oh, but my parents did have a little one where I could flip the screen.
Okay.
But otherwise, yeah. I rented out a big one from the school, and I'd walk around, picture a swim meet, and then a guy walking around with a huge recorder, and I would, like, put it right towards the end of the pool where they're doing their flip turns.
If you were an adult, they'd have questions about you.
Yeah, they should have had questions about me to begin with.
Yeah.
I mentioned that playoff time, new music comes.
Yeah.
How about this? This is from Just Chris. I'll play a sample here and we'll share this. It's a new Bucks theme song. It's called Go Bucks, Go Bonkers. And we'll debut that here on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
We going bonkers. That's right. We totally know. We going bonkers. For the Milwaukee Bucks. We going bonkers. Yeah, we true to the game. B-U-C-K. Yeah, you know the name. We going bonkers. Bucks go, Bucks go. We going bonkers. Bucks go, Bucks go. We going bonkers. Yeah, we true to the game. B-U-C-K. Yeah, you know the name. We got a rookie of the year. Malcolm Duncan on everybody. Middleton from the three. And Giannis jumping on everybody. Lopez stretching the floor. Bledsoe from the baseline. Read the way Kyrie LeBron Rodman giving you FaceTime. We the new Milwaukee, the whole leaf of the Bucks. That's if right. You ain't jump on the wagon, you ain't rocking with us. M-I-L-W-A-U-K-E-E. Milwaukee County, stand up and go crazy with me. Let's go. Fear the deer. The go deer. Bucks, go. Fear the deer. The
go deer. Bucks, go. You
all
like
right.
It?
Yeah, it's all right.
I'm into this.
I mean, it's not my type of music. Obviously.
Anything with the Bucks is my type of music.
But I'm down with it.
It's by Just Chris. We'll share the link.
Where's he from?
Milwaukee.
Oh, he's a Milwaukeean too on top of it. Okay.
How about that?
So it's not an outsider coming in here and
profiting off of us?
Yeah, oh God, like people like tried to do. Yeah.
Like the ownership did?
Well, you know what? No, the ownership kept the Bucks
yeah,
here.
We like
most importantly.
Now.
Yeah,
we're all good.
Yeah.
Go Bucks, go Bonkers. It's Chuck and Winkler on The Fan.
Go Bucks, go. Fear the deer. Go Bucks, go. Fear the deer. Ride in need, I say less. Whether you like us or not, you gon' show us our respect. No matter our seed in the playoff, the world know we got next. This is Milwaukee, the county you bring.
Just Chris, you can find him on YouTube, artist Just Chris on Twitter, and we've thrown up a link at 105.7 FM, The Fan. Go Bucks, go Bonkers here on The Fan. That's how you know when it's playoff time, when songs start getting created. I mean, we can go back to the 90s. I love my Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, oh, yeah. You kind of remind me of Eddie J.
Do I?
Yeah, you kind of do, yeah. I wonder if he's still performing, man. Performing his greatest hit at taverns throughout the Fox Valley.
The Pat McCurdy tour?
The Pat McCurdy? I thought he was persona non grata with us.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He didn't want to be on our show.
Right, because he's got a friend.
Yeah, well, okay.
Got another...
We could help the guy's career out a little bit.
A radio station.
And be, you know, kind of moving to 2019, but that's all right.
It's not like we won an award or anything for being the best morning talk
show. That's fine. You know, loyalty is more
Maybe
important.
Maybe if we had won that award. Oh, what's that?
We did? Multiple times.
We
Sorry.
Did. I will not be out at Pfizer with the award tonight. I went and took it for game 5, and I had people sign it, listeners, because we did win an award from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association, and it's as much yours, at least I think so, than it is ours. So I'll put together a little video on that with my proficient iMovie skills that we were talking about here on The Fan. That's Chuck Freeman. I'm Bart Winkler from the Bryant Stratton College Athletic Studios. Giannis talking yesterday, inadvertently throwing some shade at Boston when asked about game 1 against Toronto.
Against Boston, you can go down 1-0 and you still be fine, but against Toronto, you know, it's hard to be in that spot, you know, when lose the first game in your home.
The best way that Giannis talks smack is he doesn't do it on purpose, but he still does it.
Mm-hmm.
He says, against Boston, you can go down 1-0 and still be fine. You can't do that against Toronto. So what he's trying to say is, look, we know we can't lose game 1 to Toronto, and while doing that, he throws Boston under the bus.
I'm wondering if he meant that we got down 1-0 against Boston and we're still fine. Not that you can still be fine.
Right, right, right.
But maybe he thought that, maybe he meant that, you know, hey, we're still fine. We're down. We lost the first game. We came roaring back. He's talking maybe in a different tense than was intended there.
So do you believe him?
What's that?
Do you think you can't go down 1-0 to Toronto?
Oh, no. I don't think you want to get down 0-1 because you got to come back and you got to win Friday. Then you got to win Friday night because if then, just like Boston, if you didn't come back and win in game 2, then you're down 0-2 going to Boston. You win tonight, or if you don't win tonight, then you lose on Friday night. You're down 0-2 going to Toronto and you got an arm tied behind your back and you're in trouble. So, no, got to win tonight. You got to win these first two games. You win these first two games, and you dig a little hole into the Raptors a little bit, and you take control of the series.
When I was on Sportsnet 590 this morning, as you and I have been doing the Tour de Canada, and Canada is going to come back in after Chuck slammed Canada for a good half hour.
Sure.
A segment we probably let go on a little too long.
Well, that's fine. They slammed us. Surely enough on Canadian radio yesterday. I mean, not us, but I mean our city. You know, Laverne and Shirley, Happy Days, beer, cheese.
Only current references from Canada.
Sure. All right, can you come? When you go out of town, I don't know if you get this, but when I do out of town radio interviews, people always come at me, you going to bring some cheese to the game? Okay. I haven't heard that one before. How about beer? You going to have a few? Yeah, well, every town's got some beer. Remember Bob and Doug McKenzie? Did you remember Second City TV with Bob and Doug McKenzie, the movie Strange Brew?
That was...
Those two Canadians?
Yes.
Those
yes,
two
yes,
hosers?
Yes, yes, yes.
Better play a little of that. See, that's what I think of Canada, those two guys. Bob and Doug McKenzie. That was like on Saturday nights at midnight, Second City TV.
Who else was on that? Martin Short?
Oh, God, I don't remember. Is John Candy on that?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I want to say yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of great Canadians, Chuck, see?
Yeah.
But we'll have a news crew come in here around 8 o'clock, and we'll talk to them about what it's like in Canada, because you said you don't respect Canada in any way.
Well, not their basketball. Their history in basketball goes back to 1996.
The things you said on air about Canada, would you say that to a Canadian's face?
No, I'm not going to disrespect him. He's going to come in the studio. He's going to, obviously, he's coming to see us, and I'm not going to make it a bad trip for him. Now, if he starts cutting us down a little bit, okay, I'll give that guy first first option. If he comes in here and starts saying that, you know, he's calling you and I Laverne and Shirley, then it's game on. But no, you know, he's coming to our home. We're going to be nice to him.
We kind of are like the Laverne and Shirley of the fan. I always thought that.
Have you?
Between you and I?
Which is which?
I'm the one that didn't just die.
You're Penny Marshall?
No, I'm the other one.
Okay. You're Shirley.
Yeah, well, Penny Marshall just passed away.
Yeah, Penny just passed away. Shirley's getting up there, too.
I was asked this morning before this show, I did a hit on the station up there, the sports station, and they asked me, who would a loss be more devastating to? Would it be more devastating to the Raptors, who have gotten this close so many times, only to get bounced by the best player in the conference, LeBron, which now you could just replace Giannis? Or would it be the Bucks, who haven't really tasted the playoffs in 18 years? I said it'd be more devastating for the Bucks because this might be their best chance at it in the next 18 years.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, you don't know if you're going to repeat as with a 60-win season, go to the postseason, have home court advantage. This is, yeah. I that's why, you know, looking about next year's team and Middleton coming back and Brogdon, you got a lot of question marks coming back next year, or if they're even coming back next year. So this is the opportunity. This whole cast is not going to be all back next year. I think we know that. This is the only time this particular core is going to be together. We don't know about Brogdon. We don't know about Middleton. I'm not so sure about Brook Lopez. You like to think Brook is going to be back and the mid-level exception is going to be kind of ticketed his way. But we don't know about the rest of these guys. So this has been a fun team to watch all season long. It has been. And it's a group that gets along. They get together. Bud has come in and been the perfect coach for these guys. So I think if they, you know, this is one we'll remember a long time. But, you know, they got more history to make.
There's nothing worse, I don't think, in sports than getting so close repeatedly, not being able to achieve it, and then having to do the whole journey again, only for the same result.
Mm-hmm.
We saw the Packers in the 90s have a hard time getting through Dallas, and then the year they finally got to the Super Bowl, they didn't have to play Dallas. We saw what the Rockets have done for the last 5 years, getting bounced by the same team in Golden State. And now you've got a Toronto team where in the last 4 years, they win 56 games, lose to the Cavs in the conference finals. They win 51 games, lose to the Cavs, get swept in the semis. They win 59 games last year, get swept again by the Cavs in the semis. And now just when they think they got LeBron out of the conference, you've got the next dominating player in the East come through in Giannis. So if the Raptors were to lose again, I mean, just like how the Rockets lost 4 or 5 to the Warriors, you've got 4 years where you get so close, you just can't get it done. You keep running into this beast of the conference. It would clearly be devastating for Toronto, but I think it would be just as devastating, if not more, for the Bucks.
Yeah, Toronto is—they're not on the Bucks level, I don't think. No matter what they say, I only won 58 games, and you know Leonard is good, and he made that buzzer beater. But, and I said this on Toronto radio yesterday, and they didn't like to hear that. I said every check mark—if you go to the intangibles of everyone, coaching, bench, star player, starting five, fan base, everything, arena, everything boils down to the Milwaukee Bucks.
TV shows from the 70s based on your city.
We got it. History all on the side of the Milwaukee Bucks. Tell me something.
Sports broadcasters in the morning.
Morning shows, yes. Where do the Raptors possibly have an edge in this series? Name me one. Can you possibly? I mean, don't give me that Kawhi Leonard is better than Giannis. I'll take Giannis over Kawhi.
Celebrity fans? Drake?
Okay, who are celebrity fans?
They're all athletes.
Yeah, they're all
and Gruber and a children's doctor.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, who paints his hair.
Right.
Okay. And they have
Drake.
Now, we don't have any singers. Okay, no actors.
I haven't seen Danny Gokey around these parts.
He's kind of like 2011. If that, 2008. Yeah, he's playing at the Manitowoc Theater these days.
It's Chuck and Winkler. We're served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart. That's Chuck. Hey, today at Perkins, it's a buy one, get one Wednesday where you can get a free meal. What?
Danny Gokey. Oh, man. You're right. He's probably the biggest rock star from Milwaukee, right?
Think of another one.
Nobody. Steve Miller, he ain't coming here.
Mark Ruffalo's from Waukesha, isn't he? I haven't seen him around.
Who?
The Hulk.
Who?
Mark Ruffalo. Look him up.
I think a Hulk. I think a Hulk Hogan.
The Incredible Hulk. Avengers, highest grossing movie ever.
Oh, that, I thought that was Lou Ferrigno.
No, that was the TV show.
Okay. No, I don't know. But singers.
Look up Mark Ruffalo. You'll recognize.
All right.
Perkins today. Go to PerkinsRestaurants.com. You get a weekly e-coupon to join their e-club. Buy one, get one free at Perkins. You can order off their Strawberry Freshtival menu where they've taken a bunch of their items and poured strawberries all over it. The fresh strawberry croissant French toast, the fresh strawberry buttermilk pancake platters for breakfast as well, or the fresh strawberry salad for later in the day with smoked pulled chicken, strawberries, glazed walnuts, feta cheese, and more.
He's from Kenosha, so that doesn't count.
Ah, Kenosha, right. Yeah, he's from Illinois. Count. It's Chuck and Winkler. Yeah. Served up by Perkins here on The Fan. Let's go bonkers for the Bucks, baby.
On the wagon, you ain't rocking with us. M-I-L-W-A-U-K-E-E. Milwaukee County, stand up and go crazy with me. Let's go.
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins. We forgot the Violent Femmes are from Milwaukee. Do you know much about Cuckoo Cal?
Tony Kukoc.
In my projects.
No, don't know.
I don't know that one.
No.
Angry Brewer tweets in, Lou Ferrigno hasn't been the Hulk in 50 years. Don't let my boy Chuck get off that easy.
Okay. So
laughing
what?
Emoji.
So? He's been the Hulk in 50 years. He used to dominate the Battle of Network Stars they used to have on TV?
Yeah, they brought it back.
He was good on that.
With Joe Tessitore.
Joe Tessitore hosting?
Yeah, and Greenberg did it too.
Okay, no, the Ferrigno was great, man. He would, especially in the tug of war, you couldn't beat that guy.
All right, I want to play this for you. It's the little mess I got into this morning with our friends over at Sports Radio 590 in Toronto. Mm-hmm. Just a short clip. Did the interview, and at the end, they wanted to do a bet. Now, you can tell I'm not so thrilled about this because I had no heads up that we were going to do a bet.
Mm-hmm.
So they wanted to bet me. If the Raptors and Bucks, whatever. So here's how it went on Sports Radio 590. And this happened earlier this morning.
And last thing, we want to elevate the Chuck and Winkler show just as much as we want to elevate the starting lineup here in Toronto. Like, maybe a friendly wager? I don't think we want to get into tattoos. I don't think Ashley wants a Bucks tattoo on her shoulder all summer at the beach or wherever. Do you go to the beach?
Why does that have to be my shoulder?
It's just where I was thinking that was safe. And but maybe some gear, like Raptors sweaters for Bucks sweaters, warm-up gear. Are you willing to... You sound confident. Can you put yourself on the line here with us?
Yeah, a lot of times when we do this, I have to, like, send cheese or something. I don't want to send
No. Or sausages. No. No, we don't want to eat anything.
So, all right, so
can you send a Bucks hide?
If the Bucks lose, I have to send you something?
Yes, absolutely. Oh, yeah. We'll wear your Bucks gear on the air and take pictures, and then we'll look like a bunch of traitors to probably... We'd be betraying an entire country, not just a metropolitan region. I think that's important to point out. Two Bucks sweaters for two Raptors sweaters. Does that make sense?
All right, we can do that.
Okay.
We'll stop at that.
And Drake has to sit courtside at a Bucks game next year, and we get Aaron and Danica. We're big Aaron and Danica. We want them here in Toronto because we want to see them. We want more access. Game of Thrones wasn't enough. We want more access to Aaron Rodgers and Danica Patrick.
We'll agree on the sweaters, and then I'll quote unquote work on Rodgers.
Yeah, you don't want Drake in Wisconsin jinxing. He'd be jinxing the Brewers and the Packers for years to come.
Have you ever heard me less thrilled?
Yeah. Well, they can have Danica. When did you ever send cheese to anybody?
I was just thinking of, like, you know, in the mayors.
Yeah.
Oh, but we'll send you a six-pack of Chela Philly Stay Steaks.
But you've never had to do that.
I was just playing it up for
just
the boys.
Just playing it up, okay.
Just playing it up
a little
bit. I was
going to say, I forget that you had a bet with somebody?
No, so then I make that bet, and then their producer texts me after, hey, we screwed up. If the Raptors win, we'll send you two sweaters to wear on air for pictures, and if the Bucks win, you send us two sweaters.
Where did they screw up?
The guy said if they lose.
Oh.
So I said, so I have to pay to ship. So my team's going to win. And now I have to, I have to internationally ship. I have to go buy sweaters.
Yeah.
And then ship them to you. And they said, oh, we'll pay if we lose. And then I gave him the thumbs up emoji.
So,
and then, so if the Raptors lose, this station we've had no affiliation with is going to take pictures of them wearing Bucks gear and like say, oh, you got us. Who cares?
Yeah.
I did a video yesterday. I was wearing a Florida Gators shirt. I don't care.
No. I mean, us wearing Raptors, again, it's not like us wearing Chicago Cubs gear.
Yeah.
The Raptors.
It's the Raptors. Who cares?
I mean, I couldn't even tell you what their logo looks like. So I don't care. That's fine.
It's well, a big R. Isn't it a big R with claws?
Yeah. Or whatever. I don't. I just want to pay to. Well, first of all, our team's not losing anyway.
Right. But that means I'm going to have to pay for sweaters.
We're not going to lose.
I know, but that means I'm in the red for this.
You should have said, well, but that's if we lose. We're not losing.
The Bodines, also from Milwaukee.
Yeah.
It's Chuck and Winkler, served up by
Perkins.
We're
not losing.
I know, not losing means
we're in.
We have to pay. We have to pay.
Why?
I don't
get that part. We're closer to
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.